So the meditation traditionally known as Buddha Nusati, or recollection of the Buddha, can be done through bringing to mind specific qualities of the historical or mythic Buddha. Qualities like the perfected one, the blessed one, the one thus gone, teacher of gods and humans, perfect in knowledge and conduct. There's the traditional list that we chant. It begins, Iti Piso Bhagava Arahang Samma Sambuddho. So this is part of the traditional practice, recollecting the qualities of the Buddha. But we can also practice the recollection of the Buddha in maybe more improvisational or somatic way. And so as we often do, let's begin with the body. And if you're in any sitting posture, whether cross-legged or kneeling or on a chair or an elevated seat, finding a posture in a way that feels awake and balanced to you. And the ideal that we point ourselves toward is not a specific shape, but is really the feeling of nobility, dignity, peacefulness. If you're in a cross-legged position, letting the sternum lift a little can feel good, letting the shoulders fall open. You might make a little space under the armpits, broadening the chest, and opening the back of the chest and the spine. So there's a brightness through the back body. So the Buddha sits tall, but without strain. So there's an effortless uprightness. If you're sitting supported by the back of a chair or some other back support, see if you can still find the kind of noble uprightness. Often you can feel that through a sense of expansion or height through the front line of the body. So I'm not collapsing in on myself, but there's really space for breath, the openness of the chest, without pulling the shoulders back or straining. And the neck can be soft. And the head neither falling forward nor back. If you're sitting with your feet flat on the floor, this is the posture of the Buddha Maitreya, the Buddha of the future, who sits on a flat seat, knees bent and feet flat on the floor. So if you're in a chair, you can find that posture by sitting on the forward edge of the chair so the spine again is lifted into a dignified clarity. Really, we're just feeling here between the image or the poetic instructions around the noble ones, the dignified ones, the ones who practice with integrity, as they say about the Sangha, and the real human body with all of its years and injuries and karma. The real body sitting here that maybe doesn't sit up as straight as you would like, or doesn't look like a Buddha's body, in whatever way you've been taught that that Buddha bodies should look like. Setting those doubts and aside, there can be just the coming into presence with this body as the body of awakening. The full awakening that we call Buddha happens to people, is attained by people of all different shapes and ages. Bodies. But it's the energy of wakefulness that we find. And so you find a posture that approximates that, where you can touch the feeling, the body of the Buddha, clear and calm, bright with energy and wakefulness, clear awareness. And then we can follow the Buddha's instructions. He said, I set the body up cross-legged in a clean, clear room or at the root of a tree. Any peaceful place. And I directed my attention to the rising and falling breath. With mindfulness, energy, clear comprehension. This too is the body of the Buddha. Knowing the long breath as a long breath and the short breath as a short breath. To do this, we fill the body with presence, clear awareness. And again, this is the body of the Buddha, mindful, awake, fully aware. We find those qualities, and using the breath and the attention, we spread that wakefulness, that bright energy, through the whole body. Knowing the long and short breaths. You can then open to the sense of the breath through the whole body. mixing the felt sense of the Buddha body, the noble or dignified posture, mixing this with the breath energy as it rises and falls, and spreading the pleasurable feeling of the breath through the whole body. Feeling the breath in the whole body. And wherever the breath encounters tension, gripping, or dullness, relaxing there, deepening the breath through that part. Softening and stitching back together the energetic body. So there's just a sense of ease and the pleasure of the breath filling the whole field of the body, front and back, both sides, above and below. You need the pleasure of the breath into the body, like kneading moisture into dough, using the breath and awareness. The Buddha, remembering his childhood, sitting under the rose apple tree, resting profoundly, with the pleasure of the breath. So we'll sit in this way, recalling the Buddha by remembering, bringing back into somatic presence, something that I think our heart knows how to do, to sit at ease with the world, bright and clear. Resting into what is, free from grasping or grief about the world. We'll practice in this way, in silence. To close the meditation, I'll sing the dedication of offerings three times in Pali. Chanting the qualities of the Triple Gem, we remember that which we go to for refuge, and we make material or in the heart offerings for our well-being and the well-being of all. Yo so Bhagavarahang Samma Sambuddho Svakato Yena Bhagavata Dhammo Supatipanno Yasa Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Tamayang Bhagavantang Sadhammang Sasangang Imme hi sakare hi yatara hangaropite hi abhipujayama Sadhunno bante bhagava suchira parini bhutopi Pachimma janatanu kampa manasa Imme sakare dugata panna karabhute patiganhatu Ammakam digaratam hitaya sukhaya Arahang samma sambuddho bhagava Buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi Svakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho sanghang namami Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa In the three recollections in Pali. Tam ko panna bhagavantang evam kaliyano kiti sadho abhugato iti piso bhagava arahang samma sambuddho vija charana sampanno sugato lokavidu annutaro purisa dhamma sarati sata de vamanusanang bundo bhagavati suakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko ehi pasiko upanahiko pacha tam vedita bhunyu hiti supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho ujupatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho nyayapatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho sammichipatipanno No bhagavato savaka sangho yadidam chattari purisa yugani yata purisa pugala esa bhagavato savaka sangho ahuneyo pahuneyo dakineyo anjali karaniyo annutarang punya ketang lokasati. Just letting the rhythm the tone of the ancient song wash over us. And then letting it go.